Welcome to the last Emes Yaakov of this series. We're going to do a double one because there's one that he discusses the same topic in both Parsha Bereishit and Parsha Noach, and he references it. He says, as I said there, and picks up. So let us discuss. It's essentially the same question that he asks in both, which is what makes them related. In Bereishit Paragal of Pasuk Chavet, the Pasuk says, "Vayivarech Otam Elokim Lomar Pru Revu." And the Ramban there discusses that there's a difference between how humans were created and how animals were created. Actually, there's a diuk he makes in the Ramban. Because the Ramban says that the behemot were nivru zachar nekeva ki'inyan be'adam. Now, most people read that and said, zachar nekeva were created for the animals like they were for the humans. But if you're sensitive to the language, as the Emes Yaakov was, ki'inyan be'adam is not the same as Kimo ba'adam. So kinyan ba'adam means it's similar but not the same. So now that he notices that distinction, he says, okay, that must be that there's something different. What is the difference between the way the Zachar and Nekeva were made for humans and the way they were made for animals? And for that, you have to go to the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, tells us, why is it that one person was made first, just Adam? Why not? Well, actually, the why not is a follow-up question. But why was just one created first? So it teaches you two things. First, anybody who kills one person, there's a different girso, there's different places it appears, whether it's as one person or one Jew, but anytime you kill one person, you destroy the whole world. Adam was a whole world. And just like Adam was a whole world, every person is his own world. And therefore, you kill one person, you destroy the whole world. Conversely, you saved a person, you've saved the whole world. Okay, Malach Katuv Kilu Kiyem Olam Aleh. That's one. Number two, Mipnei Shalom Abriot Shlo Yomar Adam L'Chaveru Abba Gadol Me'Avicho. Why was one person made first? Because that way we all come from that same one person. And therefore, nobody can say, I'm better than you, because my father is better than your father, because he was made first. Meaning, my forefather, imagine if there were Adam, and then 10 years later, Reuven. And so you go, you come from Reuven, I come from Adam, I'm better than you. Okay? To avoid that problem, we all come from Adam. So, Emes Yaakov sees this Gemara, and he says, we have to understand, what is the Tana asking, Lefichach Nivra Adam Yechidi? What's his question? Are we saying, why didn't he make Adam and Chava? Meaning, is his question, why one rather than two? He says, that doesn't make sense based on the answer. Why would I say, my father is clearly better than your father, and now I won't say it because Adam, if Adam and Chava were both made together, we all clearly come from Adam and Chava being together and being fruitful and multiplying. Meaning, that doesn't help anything, the fact that it was just Adam without Chava. Either way, we all come from Adam and Chava. And he says, in fact, that whole statement, the first statement also doesn't make sense. Well, we made the whole world, only Adam and not Adam and Chava, in order to teach you that if you kill one person, it's like you kill the whole world, and you save one person, you save the whole world. Without the other person, there wouldn't be a world to develop, to save, to kill, to anything. Meaning, the one person versus two, who are the couple, meaning male and female, can't be the Gemara's question. So the Gemara says, why did they just make Adam? They weren't just saying, why not Chava? But clearly they mean, why not make Adam and Reuven and Steve and Shlomi and Moshe and everybody else? Why just one? Why, in other words, it shouldn't have just made one couple at the beginning, however Adam and Chava happened, but why just one couple? But rather, why not... In other words, based on what we just saw in the Ramban, the Bale Chaim also were made one male donkey and one female donkey. So why? So now with that in mind, the Gemara's question is, why not have more than one pair of humans? And he says with that question, the answer is that if there would have been... There is a difference between the way humans were made and the way animals were made. animals were made a pair, and now we said Cain, right? Rather than Kamo, humans were made Cain. So what was the Cain? In fact, when it comes to all the other animals, they were made pairs of every kind, but they were also within each, I'm going to say, species. Meaning, it's not that Hashem made two horses. Hashem made, or two dogs, Hashem made two golden retrievers and two pit bulls. He didn't just make two dogs. He made two Sus Kokazi, I guess Caucasian horses, and two Sus Belgai, two Belgian horses. When Hashem made a pair of every animals, he made a pair of every type of animals, not only the genus and class, but the species as well. So now he's saying, what is the, when Hashem says, let there be horses, right? Let the land give forth Totsea Arish Neves Chayalamina. So every animal was all of a sudden created. So how is every animal created? Well, if you went to China, there were two Chinese horses. And if you went to, given that that's the kind of horses, you went to Belgium, there were two Belgian horses. You went to Mitzrayim, there were two Egyptian horses. That's the kind, everything was made just like that. So the Salka Daitach of the Tana, meaning what's his Hava Mina, when he says, why was Adam made just the way he was saying, why only one pair? Meaning, why not make, Hashem could have made two people, a couple in America, a couple in China, a couple in France, a couple in Egypt. Meaning, why make only one couple? And therefore, when the Gemara answers, that way nobody will say, my father is better than your father. Therefore, we all had to come from one couple. So now the Gemara's answer fits, meaning the question. The question is, why not have multiple? Well, then you can get into discussion of who's better. If we all come from the same, you can't have that discussion. And therefore, when this is what the Ramban went, when he said, Ke'inyan ba'adam, v'loma mashkimo ba'adam. So every animal comes from an original pair of its kind. But all humans come from one pair of humans. With this in mind, and this was clearly something weighing on the Emes Yaakov's mind, is this idea of Abba Gadol Mi Avicha, that we are a superior race, that we are better, is a big issue, because probably they were still dealing with Nazis in the Holocaust when he wrote this or said this, and the Tainas against the Jewish people were that they made the same claim. We say Atava Chartanu Mikol Amim. You, Hashem, you chose the Jewish people. So we're the chosen nation? What kind of arrogant, haughty superiority is that? How are you any better than the Nazis who consider themselves the superior race? And he says, the answer for us is that we believe we are all come from Adam Arishon. Why do we say we're the chosen nation? Because our avos worked on themselves, perfected themselves, became really ethical, really moral, wonderful people. And to the point that we say, the Gemara in Yevamos says, if you see somebody who's not Rachmanim, Baishanim, and Gomlei Chasadim, we know they're not Jews. So in order to be part of this nation, you have to have those simanim. And therefore, we don't consider ourselves the exclusive best. We'll take Gerim. You want to become a member of the Jewish people? You want to be associated with the Avos? You want to be chosen? You want to be Rachmanim, Gomlei Chasadim, and Baishanim? So great. Isn't it? Hey, come join the Jewish people. And we'll take you from everywhere. As opposed to those who view themselves as a superior race. That they are, you know, blood is better, and they're, you know, far superior and so much better and so much greater. There's no way you could join them. There's no, you know, converts to Nazi, to the Aryan nation. They're not going to take anybody else. They want pure bloods. They don't want mud bloods. They want everything just the way it should be. And so here we're saying we're the chosen nation. Yeah, but you want to be the chosen nation too? No problem. A few things you have to do. You could be a chosen nation just like us. So therefore, it is not a racist ideology to say we're the chosen nation. We're the chosen nation not just by virtue of being better, but by having made ourselves better. With that in mind, we can get to the same question that he asks in Noach. Noach says in Perek Ted, Pasuk Chafei, Vayomer Aror Kenan Eved Avadim Yelachav. Noach cursed Kenan and said he's going to remain a slave. And again, what kind of racism is that? Noach declared on Kenan that they're going to be slaves and they deserve to be slaves and they're bad people. So we have to understand what Noach did. And he says it has nothing to do with racism. Racism is when you say you're created, you know, our skin is better than your skin. We're created from a great mechomer ilayi. We're created from better matter, better material. He says, no, the reason why Noach distinguished here was not because of what they were, where they came from, but because of their midot. They had midot mushkatot. They were corrupt. Ham and his son Kenan were terrible. The Chazal tells in the Bar of Pesachim that Kenan told his sons, love gezel, love zima, licentiousness, lie, hate your masters. Noach saw all these terrible midot. He says, that's it, Kenan, I'm cursing you. You're going to be a slave. And everybody who's like you, who follows that, is going to be slaves. So now when we say again, atabu chartanu mikol amim, so Sonny Yisrael says, what? You think you're better. You think they deserve to be slaves. You think you get to be chosen. You think you're the best. No. We're saying we know the Avot, or Yesharim, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. And therefore, we got the Torah at Har Sinai, Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. We had to improve ourselves with Midot Tovot in order to be Mitkariv Lashem. And therefore, that's why we think we're chosen. That's why we think we're better. And in fact, you too can become better. You want to be Megayer and Mitzdarev to us? You too can say about yourself in such a case, Atav Achartan Mikol Amim. You can even say it about yourself. And that, therefore, it's not racism, because racism wouldn't allow any outsiders in. This is an exclusive club. You can't come in. We're saying, no, you can come in. Okay, we might have certain exceptions, certain nations, you know, very few, did some bad things back in the day. Okay, well, don't take any converts from those nations. But 99% of the world is allowed to convert and join the Jewish people. With that in mind, this is what he adds in more in Noach, that he doesn't have embraced. We could say that which we say, Atav achartanu mikol ha'amim, you chose from all those nations, and we say in Berachot HaTorah, Shebrach HaRabanu mikol ha'amim. And we say in, he says, with that, we say, you chose us, we're greater. At the same time, you know what we say in Slichot? Ashamnu mikol ha'am. We are guiltier than every other nation. How do those two to go together? We're the choicest nation, we're the chosen nation, we're the best, at the same time, we're the guiltiest. Says this all makes sense based on what we're saying. What makes us greater? Not something inherent, but something that we did. And therefore, now that we are on that higher level, the fact that we sin makes us worse than all the other nations. Meaning, because of that higher level that we're on, based on the Avos and having the Mesorah of how to be proper and Yasher, just like the Avos, and we're that nation, we walk around representing that. When we don't live up to that standard, then tegado chatato, then your sin is greater than that of the other nations who aren't chosen. When the chosen nation fails at their role, then they are worse than the non-chosen nation. And that, in other words, instead of now being racist superiority, it's now a responsibility. It's now incumbent upon us to act the part of being the chosen nation. Instead of being a reason to say, we're the superior race, now let's kill off all the other races, it's now a responsibility of saying, we're the chosen nation, now we better act like it. And then when we act like it, maybe the other nations will want to join us and say, let me be part of the chosen nation, I'll act like it too. So that lesson that he got from both Bereshit and Noah is that we have a responsibility as Am HaNivchar to act like it. Thank you so much for listening throughout the year to the whole series. We started all the way back last year, and we really got a glimpse of the unique Perush that is the Emes Yaakov. He had so many fundamental insights in what it is to be a Jew, what it is to learn Torah, and what it is to have proper midos, and what it is to be a member of Am Yisrael. And I feel I gained from doing the series, and I hope you all enjoyed it as well. I should call.